computers will be superhuman, so they'll be smarter than us. And do they become conscious at that level? I mean, they're still machines, and they're not nefarious like humans are, and they're not motivated like humans are. And so I'm very much optimistic about the future.
Welcome to Old God Talks to Me, a podcast dedicated to helping guys create kick-ass lives for themselves and those that they love. Ladies, if you want to know what your guy is thinking, this podcast is for women too. Each week, a special guest helps you create that life you've imagined. We talk anti-aging medicine, personal growth, relationships and hot sex. Yeah, you hear me. Getting laid more frequently. Other guy vices, and topics that many don't want to talk about but need to. Just because you're getting older doesn't mean you have to be old. Don't want to miss anything? Be sure to subscribe, share, rate, and review this podcast. And be sure to go to www.thestandard.academy/magazine and grab a free copy of our new digital magazine, The Standard Academy, where we talk about erogenous zones, growing hair back, and other things that will help you create that kick-ass life. Now get ready to listen up and share with friends.
So, John, what kind of things does AI do for, let's say, the typical person like myself who, I'm a podcaster, I'm a men's life coach, not particular, I kind of got into it and I said, okay, that's kind of fun, but I am quite incorporated it into my routine in terms of what I do on a daily basis.
Yeah.
So what kind of things can someone use on a regular basis to, other than finding good cocktail recipes, what kind of things can you use this for
in your daily life? So GPT-4, and if you're going to use GPT, I highly recommend you pay the $20 a month and use version 4 instead of 3.5. But for people that have always been challenged with language and composition, like me, I'm a math and science guy. I always challenged with composition. ChatGPT is absolutely an amazing tool. First of all, it speaks 26 languages. It writes in 40 different programming languages. But for writing poems or writing a song or writing legal agreements, writing a business plan, writing jokes, recipes, grant proposals, sales copy, lesson plans, research papers. Anytime I write something, even an email now, I run it through ChatGPT to check the grammar and the spelling. Or if I want it in a different style, you can tell it. Here's a funny one. My friend was in it having a challenge with his HOA. And so I had ChatGPT write a very angry letter to his HOA in the style of Shakespeare. It was fantastic. It was fantastic.
Did it solve his problem, though?
it's still being battled. It's still being battled. So a couple of other examples. I do web design for 20 years. I've been doing web design. Now I do it for mostly friends, but I did it professionally for years. Writing the copy on the website is always the biggest challenge. I'm doing one now for my attorney as a favor. And writing the copy has always been a problem. I'll take a sentence now and put it in ChatGPT, and it writes that copy. And then I give it to the client and they edit it briefly. And so my production in getting websites down increased significantly, at least 30 to 40% because of GPT writing this content for me now. Okay. So GPT launched November 30th. My wife's birthday is on December 17th. And I thought, oh, this is great. Let me write a nice love letter to my wife for her birthday. And I had it write this long thing. I cut it in half because it was too long. I printed on nice paper, nice envelope, and she opened it for her birthday. And she looks at me. She said, who wrote this? You didn't write this. I was busted because I could never write a poem like that. It was fantastic. But for anybody that has to write any sort of copy in any business, whether you're writing sales copy or whether you're communicating an email, ChatGPT is an amazing co-pilot. That's what Microsoft calls the AI, which is a very profound paradigm that Microsoft has chosen in order to articulate these tools to assist humans and not something scary and a Terminator to take us over, but to be our co-pilot and for us to be a more effective human being.
Okay. You know, I have to write a lot of sales copy for my coaching business.
And it's so fantastic for that.
I'm going to have to, is Baird better than Chat or both equal? Or
I run them on both. And then I take the both sentence out of it. Bard is completely free. So
Bard, I'm sorry. Okay. So we got this stuff going on right now. You mentioned for your lawyer, and there was a famous case a few weeks ago, maybe now it's a few months ago, where this attorney had ChatGPT write a legal brief for, but ChatGPT cited a bunch of cases that didn't exist.
So this is a great question. In the industry, OpenAI, I believe, coined this term. This is called hallucinations. And I have a slide on this in my PowerPoint deck, where I have a robot drinking a beer at a bar, drunk with his head hanging over. What happens is ChatGPT is trying to please their human co-pilot, their pilots, and it will make stuff up and go off the rails. And in this particular case, that's what happened, is it fabricated all of these cases. And shame on this attorney for not checking his work, because he could have cross-checked that work. And that's one of the good things about Bard, is it gives you links to the actual source information, which is super helpful. But all the LLMs today hallucinate. And so you definitely have to check your work. If it's factual information that you're trying to put into a legal briefing or anything else that needs to be factual, like an engineering document or a contract, you absolutely positively need to double check that work.
So it's not just like automatic and run. You have to actually have a little bit of do a little bit of your own research on things,
unless you're writing it on the creative side of the house, poetry, or if it's for an email, it nails that kind of stuff.
What are you seeing in terms of criminals using artificial intelligence?
Yeah, so this is a problem. With any tool, you've got the good and the bad, right? And so you've got people going to use this for good, which is amazing. I've got two slides in my deck. I enumerate the good and the bad. And so some of the stuff that we're seeing on the bad side of the house right now, there's this amazing tool called 11 Labs. It's an Israeli firm that I could take, for example, I can take 30 seconds of a TikTok that your daughter posts up, and then I can create and I can replicate her voice. And then they're using these voices to call and ask for ransom for the parents. And so I've seen that happen at least three times in the last year, that particular technique. Some of the banks were using voices to gain access to their accounts, which is just ridiculous, because I can run minutes of your voice through one of these synthesizers, and you will not be able to tell the difference between your voice and the synthesized voice.
Yeah. Well, didn't they actually do a whole Joe Rogan podcast that was created by artificial intelligence?
100%. 100%. So the speech synthesis using these new AI tools is spectacular. I've helped an author take his written books from Amazon and then run those through and create an Audible book using a third party voice that we liked, and it speaks the entire book. We've used it in sales copy, so we've got particular voice. You know, if you're in the VO business right now, you should be very, very scared. But on the bad side of the house, people using this for deep fakes, whether it's disinformation for voting, next year's going to be crazy, because don't believe anything you see on the web or hear on the web unless you've got specific documentation. Anything that you see, whether it's video or audio, can be completely faked. That's going to be a big problem. So the criminals are using deep fakes for all kinds of nefarious problems, using it to hack into people's sites. What GPT is very, very good at is being persuasive. And so creating very persuasive language, like, you know, Kevin Mitnick just passed away. He used to live here in Las Vegas. Do you know that name?
No, I don't. I'm not familiar with that.
He's one of the most famous hackers of all times. And 90% of his hacking was social engineering. So he would call up a company and he would get the passwords from the people that worked there. He wasn't creating an application. He was using social engineering to get what he wanted remotely. With ChatGPT, you're going to be able to be very influential, and you're going to be able to influence people for buying stuff online or trying to convince them that their mother is stranded and needs money, or their children is stranded and needs money for some particular reason. You see that scam happen over and over again.
Yeah, yeah. So one of the industries that's always at the forefront, and again, I'm going to go, because the old guy goes places that people don't normally go, that's always at the forefront in technology is porn.
Yeah.
What do you, yeah, what's going on in porn?
Okay, so the two predominant AIs or machine learning applications are large language models, ChatGPT and Bard. So those are, type in a question and it replies with text.
Is your life not working out? Have you tried programs and they did not work? Do you want to create a vibrant life for yourself and those that you love? Well, if you do, then get on a short call with me to find out if we're a mix. You can go to www.thestandard.academy, get to know you, and schedule a short call with me. If we're a match, great. If not, that's fine too. Either way, I'm going to have a free gift for you. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Don't procrastinate. Do it now.
The other one is type in text and have it paint a picture for you. And the imagery that's generated out of these existing programs today, and there's two dozen of them, is absolutely photo quality, absolutely amazing. Now, all of the legitimate ones won't do anything porn related. However, there is open source platforms out there that will produce porn. And the porn guys right now are full steam ahead trying to produce new AI-based porn. You're going to see all kinds of crazy stuff. What's going to happen is you're going to see all these tech nerds fall in love with phony AI women. Remember these little keychains the kids used to carry around with them, Tagonachi or whatever they were?
Yeah,
animal, and you had to feed it and you had to say nice things to it. Same thing's going to happen with AI. You're going to have these phony girlfriends, AI, and these guys are going to fall in love with these characters online. I can already see it coming down the pipeline.
Is that like not too dissimilar from having a text chat with some guy in his underwear in Bulgaria?
Absolutely.
He's passing himself off as a blonde.
But these will be real characters that you'll be able to create, right? So I want a blonde with this sort of body that's nice and or athletic or whatever your recipe list is, and then she'll just talk back to you via a video, and she'll have all the information like ChatGPT does. In fact, some of those are actually linked into ChatGPT, like we're doing for Christian.com. So on Christian.com, we're creating Jesus or the Lord, so that you could have a conversation with Jesus or the Lord directly and we've got an avatar that you're able to talk to. So that technology is on the shelf today.
Yeah. I mean, these things that you can create, these human beings, these very lifelike, I'll call them avatars.
Yep.
It really spells a lot of issues for people in their interpersonal relationships.
Yes.
I've done a couple of podcasts on porn addiction and just the havoc that porn wreaks on a real relationship. Sure. is devastating. I mean, yeah. it's absolutely devastating. And there was one statistic I read, it was out of England, that said that 50% of boys by the age of 12 have been viewing porn on their phone.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't
surprise me at all.
Readily available.
Yeah. So, we've talked a little, about that. Where do you see, can you said like in about 10 years, you think that the artificial intelligence will be, and I don't know if I'm phrasing this correctly, smarter than humans.
Yes.
So what does that mean? Are there risks there? What do you see that as a challenge?
This is another profound question that you did your homework. So what's very intriguing about this is there's a gentleman named Ray Kurzweil. You might have heard that name. Ray is
a guy from Google.
He works for Google.
Or used to work for Google.
He works for Google now.
Well, does he still work for Google? Okay.
Yeah. Ray is a award-winning futurist, very successful inventor, invented some of the very first OCR reading machines, patented, invented the first sampling synthesizer back in the 70s, the Kurzweil keyboard. And he wrote a book called The Age of the Spiritual Machine around 1999 or 2000, published. And he predicted by 2029, we'll have reached artificial general intelligence. And guess what? We're right on track. We're right on track for that prediction to come true 30 years later. A lot of the AI experts thought we were 50 years away from this, and it's now coming. You know, I tell people within the next decade.
So what does that mean from a practical standpoint?
So what that means is the computers will be superhuman. So they'll be smarter than us. And do they become conscious at that level? I mean, they're still machines, and they're not nefarious like humans are, and they're not motivated like humans are. And so I'm very much optimistic about the future. And one of the reasons why I don't get published as much as the guys saying that the world's going to end, because they immediately get published.
Sure. Yeah.
So,
I mean, if it bleeds, it leads.
That's one of the quotes one of my coaches gave me. So when they become as smart as humans are smarter, because they're growing exponentially right now, it's going to be hugely advantageous for society. They're going to solve the climate issue. They'll solve material sciences. We'll have the best material sciences on the planet. Healthcare. I mean, the scientific breakthroughs that we can't solve as humans today will be solved by these superhuman AGI, because you just let it loose on a problem. It's just like the protein folding problem. I don't know if you're familiar with that. It's a scientific issue that Google had solved through DeepMind, which is their AI company that they acquired in 2014. They did the protein folding issue, and they were able to map the 200,000 protein folding sequences within the matter of months, and then open sourced all that information to the scientific community, and is causing breakthrough after breakthrough in pharmaceutical design, fighting viruses, all kinds of amazing stuff is happening in that regard. So the scientific breakthroughs that are coming with AGI, the narrow AI that we have now does one thing very well, like chess is a perfect example. I'm watching the chess championship over here on a screen because the finals is ongoing as we speak right now.
Uh-huh.
And chess has been solved by computers. No human now can touch these scientific computer AI, narrow AI. They can't even come close. The computers are so far advanced over humanity, it's not even close. However, chess has never been as popular as it is today, because we like to play, and it's more exciting when we play against somebody that makes mistakes like a human rather than play a computer. It's kind of boring to play a computer because they just crush you when you play these you play these chop. And DeepMind created this thing, and what it did is it had it play itself. It played itself millions and millions of times in order to get as good as where it beats anybody on the planet today. But it can't add 1 + 1. All it can do is play chess. That's called narrow AI. And so AGI, artificial general intelligence, is a computer system that's smart across a wide variety of disciplines.
Well, John, if somebody wanted to tell us a little bit about what you do in terms of speaking and other things, and how, and I'm going to put this in the show notes, but how do people get a hold of you if they want to reach out to you, and what kind of things do you do?
That's great. So I've been in technology for a million years. I was early in streaming, and we invented our own streaming technology back in the 90s, and then I produced PGA, LPGA, DNC convention, Kelsey Grammer, Joe Walsh. We produced all that stuff back in the 90s, super early in that wave of technology. Then I was in crypto, got into crypto early, did very, very well in the early days until FTX kind of screwed up the whole crypto space. I'm super bullish long-term on crypto. I think it's a fantastic invention. Long-term, it will eventually come back, and just an amazing asset that is a 21st century digital asset that has so many advantages over cash. It's not even funny. It's not even comparison. And then when I saw AI take off mid last year, I dived in with both feet, because this is the largest scientific the largest scientific breakthrough in human history. It's that significant, and it's going to cause great things to happen, and it's going to cause some bad things to happen. But the business opportunities in AI over the next 5 years is in the billions and billions, in the hundreds of billions of dollars, whether that's helping businesses integrate AI into their business processes, or taking advantages of a startup. The timing is great in that, because so I've always been an entrepreneur and worked for myself and did startup companies, but I also own Christian.com, the website. And so when I saw AI come to fruition, I thought, I'm going to integrate this into Christian.com. We're integrating AI into Christian.com. So in addition to a bunch of other services that you'll be able to do in Christian.com, you'll have the ability to communicate to a enlightened avatar on Christian.com. And my email is just john@christian.com. I'm out doing general information presentations on AI. I've done several of those. I've got several booked now for the remainder of the year. I'm happy to talk to you if you have certain applications you want to discuss for your business. I'm happy to do that. I take those calls a lot as well. And so it's very simple for to open up a communications line with me at john@christian.com.
Right. Well, John, thanks for this has been highly informative. And I think that those that are listening will have a little better idea about artificial intelligence and how to actually take advantage of artificial intelligence in their personal lives. So I want to thank you for coming on the program. Happy and this is Orris, the official old guy at oldguytalkstome.com. If you have not already, then opt in to get my free digital magazine at thestandard.academy/magazine, where you get several articles to help you create that kick-ass life for yourself and those you love, including Well, the signature article, which is one secret place to touch a woman, and it's not her clitoris because that is not a secret place. So so we'll reveal that to you. In the meantime, remember, it's all about creating a kick-ass life for yourself and those that you love. Until next time.
Thank you for joining Dr. Orest and his incredible guests. Like what you heard and learned? Then be sure to do three things. 1, subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. 2, share this with someone who may need to hear it. 3, leave a review and rate this podcast. Opt in at www.thestandard.academy/magazine and get our free digital magazine with savings, articles, and deeper dives into cool controversy. Be the guy who takes action. Without action, you're not going to get the results you want. Thank you again, and make it a great day.